He is Patrick Marleau of the Pittsburgh Penguins. He joins us now on Hockey Central. Patrick, thanks so much for doing this. How are you? How's your family? I'm hoping that everyone is safe and healthy right now.
Yeah, we're all good. We're staying in place and doing all the right things, and but everybody's been great and been healthy.
That's great news. And you know, we talk a lot with Berkey about being a pro and what it means to be a pro, and no one does it by themselves, as you well know, and no one figures it out by themselves. And you know, there's always this smile that comes over Kelly Rudy when your name comes up. And I know Kelly is a very important person in your past, going back to your rookie season with the San Jose Sharks. What did the Rudy family do for Patrick Marleau as he made that transition from junior hockey into the pros?
I think just they gave me like that family atmosphere. I think, they brought me part of their family. And, you know, I wasn't 18 on my own, you know, left alone to do, you know, sit on the couch all day and play video games. You know, I was part of their family. I was, you know, going out to dinners with them, coming over for going to their house for dinners, going for lunch. I mean, they took care of me. And, you know, if I didn't have them that first year, it would have been, looking back, it would have been a whole different situation, that's for sure. But and just being able to bounce things off of Kelly my first year, getting to know the ropes. Obviously, there was a lot to learn, how things work in the locker room. You know, having a bad game, how to deal with a bad game, how to, you know, if the coach is on you, what can you do? And you know, Kelly and his family were instrumental in the first year of my career, that's for sure.
How in your mind do you take those lessons, you know, with Kelly and Don and their family and what they did for you? How do you use that when, you know, now as a veteran player, how do you use that with the rookies, with the younger kids on the teams you've played for?
You kind of throw yourself in their shoes, but, you know, you kind of see what things that they're going through. Maybe, maybe they had a bad shift or a bad game, and you can kind of see them in the corner. You know, you can just kind of feel what they're thinking. So you kind of go over and you talk to them and, you know, just try and keep their spirits up. And even, it doesn't even have to be a bad game. It can be a good game. And you go, after that, you say, hey, keep it up. That's how you got to, you know, that's how you got to work. That's how you got to play. Great play on this. You know, just encouragement, you know, whether they're down or up, just, I think you can feel it. You gotta look around the room and kind of see how body language and things like that. So not everybody's like, you know, some people go quiet, some people get a little, you know, loud, and change something about themselves. So you can kind of notice those things.
Berkey?
Hey, Patty, it's Berkey. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, I like going back with guys to before they got to the NHL. So a kid from Anaheim, Saskatchewan, ends up playing in the big city with the Seattle Thunderbirds, and you played for Donnie Knockbauer. Talk about that.
definitely old school coaching style, but Snacks, they call him, was really good for me. I think one of the things I'll always remember was we had a training camp in BC, and then we drove as a team down to Seattle, and he took the time to jump in my car, and we had whatever leg it was to drive back to Seattle. And you know, he was asking me questions. He was interested on what I was thinking about going to the next level, and he was taking the time out of his day just to see if I had any issues, and as a person, but also as a hockey player. So, that was one of the things. But obviously, behind the bench, he was kind of like the way he played. He was tough and rugged. And all of my teammates to this day, we still talk to each other. And you know, it was tough going through it, but having gone through it, you know, you get closer. And you know, I think a lot of the guys that played for him keep in contact with them, and I think that's a great thing.
Justin?
Patrick Burke, you mentioned off the top that, you know, your draft year, you're the youngest guy in the draft and the youngest guy in the league after that. These days when we see your pitcher, you know, with Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner when you were here in Toronto, or with your four kids, it's always kind of with the context as being like the old guy in the league now. At what point in your career did you start to feel like the older guy and sort of aging from that, from those younger guys?
Oh, boy. Yeah, probably a few years ago already, but
yeah.
It was great coming in to San Jose because they had an older team at that time, and I learned so much from all the veterans there. And it's funny because they would say, "Oh, you're the young guy now. Just wait, you'll be the old guy at one point." So it was it's come full circle for sure.
With Patrick Marleau of the Pittsburgh Penguins, Berkey a moment ago mentioned Seattle. You played junior there a couple of seasons, scored 50 goals with the T-Birds. Seattle will be team number 32. For those of us who don't know the market, don't know the hockey culture, don't know the hockey community in Seattle, what should we know about Seattle, the hockey town, Patrick?
I think it's going to be great. I think it's really close to, obviously, to Vancouver, and I think there'll be a pretty good rivalry going on there. But the fan base there was extremely passionate, and I think that's just going to be exemplified with NHL team coming there, and I think they'll be hungry for it. And I think where we practice with the Thunderbirds, there was the Snow Kings, I believe. I don't know if they're still called up, but I think they might be. And their minor hockey league association was churning along pretty good back then, so I think it's just going to keep boosting those numbers for them.
Berkey.
I agree with you on Seattle, Patty. I think it's going to do really well there. Talk about playing for the Sharks for Daryl Sutter.
There's another hard-nosed coach, old school. He was pretty good for me at the start. I think it was for me. Obviously, you come in, you don't. It's a little bit different nowadays, where young, talented kids can come in and you know, go play on the top line. So, I had to muck it up for a few years on the third and fourth line, and slowly, you got to earn that trust with the old school coaches. And I think the biggest thing that he did for me was get me defensively responsible. I think, I came in as a young kid thinking, okay, I came in, I'm gonna score some goals. You know, they want me to score goals. They want me to do this and that. And I got flipped on my backside. Oh, no, there's more to the game than just scoring goals. And, Daryl, I didn't know that, excuse me, at the time, but it was a little rough patch going through, turning things into, all-around player. But it definitely helped me, extend my career, that's for sure.
Patrick, only 25 people in the history of the NHL have played more playoff games than you. Only 13 players have scored more playoff goals than you. You're ahead in the list, all-time playoff goals, ahead of Trache, Yzerman, Gordie Howe. What are your thoughts about winning in the NHL? And just how much luck is involved with just being on the right team at the right year? I guess just to get your thoughts on that in the big picture.
Yeah, it's... It's definitely hard to get for myself, for some, I guess. But it is a little bit of luck. It's about timing. It's about getting on a roll. It's about getting some bounces. I mean, I've been on the receiving end of some good bounces here and there. But there's also some that, your puck hits a stanchion and goes to somebody in the slot wide open. Nobody knows where the puck is, and it goes in the net, and that could be the end of your run. So it's definitely, you got to have the right group of guys and bright timing, I believe.
Being joined by Patrick Marleau of the Pittsburgh Penguins, you saw pretty much the entire career up until right now, in the room on the ice of Logan Couture. Logan was on the program the other day. From your point of view, what did you see when he first joined the Sharks, and what did you see this season out of Logan Couture?
Much growth from when he first came into our locker room and till now. It's crazy how he's grown as a as a leader, as a player. And it's I think he had coming in, he had really like a really good base playing in Ottawa. The way those guys playing of the team there. Transferred really well over into the NHL. I think he was very defensively sound when he came in. Both ends of the ice was really well, and he's kind of expanded on that even more throughout his career. And then as a leader, as a captain, I think he's leading by example, and that's the best way to do it, I believe.
Berkey?
So the 05-06 season, Jumbo Joe acquired by the San Jose Sharks that shook the hockey world up. Tell us about him coming on board.
Yeah, that was a great thing for San Jose hockey, that's for sure, for the Sharks. And for myself, selfishly, I think having him come in and seeing how he handles himself on and off the ice, I've learned so much from him over the years. And just it's been a pleasure being able to, you know, be in the room with them and obviously be on the ice and on the same line. I've been a recipient of many of those backdoor tap-ins, so I loved those, and I still love those. But he pushed me to become a better player, just the way he approached the game. And I'm thankful that I had that opportunity.
Maybe you can give us some thoughts, again, kind of taking it to the big picture. When you think of yourself and how you score goals, you know, what do you think you do best? So for me, I'm kind of hoping you'll tell us about your shot and the way you find soft spots around the ice. It just seems to me like you find ways to get yourself in the right areas to use your great shot. What's your philosophy on goal scoring?
Well, I think for me, it's all trying to get that little space, that little that little extra stick length away from somebody, so they can't get the stick on the puck. We can get that shot off, and finding those open areas. I think you could kind of just study in the game as well, knowing that you have to go to certain spots to score. I think everybody likes going to the slot or somewhere to score the goals, but I think what happens after that initial shot, if you're willing to go to the net and get dirty and maybe bang in those loose rebounds and goals, obviously like scoring those goals in the slot, and those are things that I worked on with Jumbo, with the line mates that I'm playing with, talking about different situations and being able to read off each other, and I think that helps a ton when you can get with your line mates and get on the same page.
With Patrick Marleau of the Pittsburgh Penguins, and I know it was only 8 games with the Pittsburgh Penguins when the season was paused, but what can you tell us, because you have played with them in international tournaments, what can you tell us about Sidney Crosby that you think we should know?
Oh, boy. He's just, I think the focus on him is, second to none. I think that's probably one of the biggest things I've seen over the years playing with him on the Olympic teams, and then now seeing it day in and day out. He does everything with a purpose, I would say. I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Berkey?
I have to ask, Patty, because a lot of people listening will be very critical if we don't. How'd you enjoy your time here in Toronto?
Oh, it was great. I think, the friendships and the people I met there are the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway. The hockey, obviously we fell short. We had some really good teams there. And, going back to what it takes to win, I think, you need a bounce here or there. It was definitely fun. And those are, I've got friends that I'm going to have for the rest of my life. And it was a great experience for me and my family. We loved the city, loved meeting people there. And, we still talk to a lot of people from back there and have plans on getting together, not only with ex-teammates, but people we met through school and hockey, the kids' hockey.
Those young players, we saw this in Toronto, just love you, and specifically Mitch Marner. I just asked you about Logan Couture and growth, and I know it's only been a couple of years with Mitch Marner in the NHL, but what do you see when you see the player and the person, 16, Mitch Marner?
Boy, he amazes me. I just love watching him play. I think the way he skates, the way he sees the ice, the way he creates space for himself, and that goes into his skating, is amazing. I've been trying to like, oh, okay, well, he does this, he does that, and then you try and go and replicate it. It's like, it's not as easy as it looks, that's for sure. But it's something he's been working on, I'm sure, all his life. And I think the great thing that he has going for him is his attitude off the ice, how he handles things, and you know, he's very, he's kind of like Jumbo in a way where he, you know, he can have a great time and then, you know, flip that switch as soon as he's on the ice. It's all business, and he knows those different moments where he can, you know, relax and have some fun. But he also, he's very passionate and very, very focused on being one of the best players in the league, I think, and winning. And I think a lot of people cannot see that part because they always look at the, you know, the happy, the smiling and that, but he's very focused and very committed.
Justin?
Patty, we had Danny Briere on the show a while back, and he told us something interesting about his sticks. And he's a guy who had a long career in the NHL and obviously saw such a, you know, evolution of technology over the course of his career. He actually said that he changed both the curve he used and the flex he used over his career. From when you came into the league, how different are things, and have you made any changes to your personal preferences?
Yeah, they've changed dramatically. I think when I first came in, it was aluminum with a wood blade, and now I'm at a one piece with a different curve, different flex. it's a complete turnaround, and probably should have happened. That's just kind of happened slowly over the last few years, but it probably should have happened a lot sooner if I would have been keeping up with everybody. But I'm playing a little catch up right now, but. No, I'm happy with my stick now, so we'll see. Hopefully it's got a lot left in it coming up here in the playoffs.